The Bush administration scheduled the McCallum fundraiser a couple of weeks ago. Then the president's team added a policy speech for the president a few days ago to blunt criticism that the president is just spending a lot of time and taxpayer money on fundraising. The policy speech at the UW-Milwaukee repeated some of Mr. Bush's standard economic and national defense themes. The president insists the economy is getting better, and he says with new tools like his ability to limit congressional opposition to trade packages, the U.S. economy will keep growing.
Listen, if you're good at something, you want to open up markets for the product you create. Listen, we got the best entrepreneurs in the world here in America. We got the best farmers in the world here. We got the best cheese in the world here in America. And we ought to be selling our products all around the world.
Then the president was off to a $500 a plate fundraiser for fellow Republican Scott McCallum, who's having some trouble in the polls. But Mr. Bush says McCallum will rebound.
With people in Wisconsin judge this man on his accomplishments, they're going to put him back in the governor's chair.
But the president's appearance at the McCallum fundraiser did not impress labor, environmental, and peace groups that held a protest outside the building. Kathy Rose is from Milwaukee.
And we're out here because we want to send President Bush a message that he seems to have forgotten that this is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. And it's not of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations. And we don't have the money to be inside there.
It's believed that the McCallum campaign raised more than $500,000 from the fundraiser. The president said nothing in public about his veto of $18 million for fighting chronic wasting disease in the U.S. deer herd. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.